This is Fresh Air. Barbara Lynn wrote her own material, played stinging left-handed guitar, and recorded scores of wonderful records for a number of labels. With the re-release of some of her prime material, we have a look into a vital part of her career. This collection of her Atlantic recordings from 1967 to 72 offers our rock historian Ed Ward the opportunity to look back on her career.
By 1967, Barbara Lynn was a veteran. Originally from Beaumont, Texas, she'd broken into show business at the age of 20 with the chart-topping You'll Lose a Good Thing, produced by Houston's notorious Huey P. Moe, the Crazy Cajun. Over the next few years, she followed it up with three more hits, including a song by Otis Redding, You Left the Water Running. Moe was her manager as well as producer, and he wanted to see her on a national label. Atlantic was the natural choice since it had people like Wilson Pickett and Solomon Burke recording hits, and late in 1967 they signed her. Moe took her into the Grits and Gravy Studios in Clinton, Mississippi, and turned her loose.
I heard that you're gonna leave me, and there are rumors, baby, yeah, it's another girl, yeah.
Thanks I Get went to the top 40 on the soul charts, but Barbara was up against Aretha Franklin, whom Atlantic had also signed around the same time they got her. As they did with Aretha, Atlantic decided to record an album on Barbara right away, and the results were impressive. First, they remade her big hit with a horn section.
If you should lose.
It was a lot more relaxed, or maybe just not as urgent as the original, but she also had a lot of good material from her arrangers, Cliff Thomas, Ed Thomas, and Bob McCree.
Five times a heartache and growing, love divided by two, equals the pain.
But when it came to singles, the songwriting was by Barbara herself, and the album was still selling well enough 3 years after it came out for Atlantic to pull another one from it.
Someday I'm gonna be happy. You just wait and see. Some people don't treat a dog, baby,
Until Then I'll Suffer once again peaked on the soul charts in the 30s, indicating that Barbara was still a regional performer, big in the South, not so big elsewhere. Atlantic tried to fix that by engaging the great Spooner Oldham as a producer. Among the tunes they did was one that was never issued by Barbara, but became a hit for the Box Tops later.
But I know I love you so much. My life depends on your touch, and my love is a river running so deep. Way down inside me, it's so deep. So big to hide, it can't be denied. And my love is a river running so
The 25 tracks on this compilation of Barbara Lynn's Atlantic Sides show a woman at the peak of her powers as a songwriter and interpreter, but somehow Atlantic wasn't able to push her over the top. She toured some, then retired to raise her three kids. But once they were grown, she began recording and playing again in front of an entire generation who'd never heard of her. She's still doing it. I've seen her recently, and recommend you do too. Her guitar playing is fine, although her voice is mellowed with age, and she's still got those wonderful songs.
Rock historian Ed Ward lives in Austin. The music he played is from the recently released album Barbara Lynn, The Complete Atlantic Recordings, on Real Gone Music.